tax certificate.
Oh.
And we waived the, as per their petition, we waived the $250 fee if they would pay.
And took them down to, there's a minimum.
Yes, sir, and took them down, just waived the fee is all we, waived the $250 fee so they'd be responsible for their actual license and the entrance thereof.
Okay, and what is it we're taking up today then?
They missed their 10-day timeframe to get it completed.
Oh, so we're back in the fine position, we need to get ourselves back to where we were.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's not a problem, so ordered.
Okay.
Done.
Right next door, second floor.
Thank you, ma'am, thanks for showing up, sorry it wasn't more exciting. Okay, so we're going to remove CM11-1619 from the non-compliance list.
Yes, sir.
And we will enter orders of non-compliance based on the affidavits in the file of all the other cases listed as non-compliant.
The city would respectfully request just that.
Done.
But please, the magistrate, I'd move in the agenda to the first case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy.
3201 Partnership.
Yes, sir.
CM11-0980.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. No, it's not the 3201.
No.
It's going to be the Robert McKendrick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nine, just
didn't see that one over there. Okay. All right. In that case, we'll hold a hearing on case number COM11-0980, City of Ocala versus McKendrick. Alleged violation, weeds, accumulation of trash, unsightly, unsanitary matter, registration of a mortgagee. Okay.
Yes, sir. This is a case involving Officer Lorraine Kennedy, a case location at 2809 Northeast 27th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495 and Section 34141 to 145. The parcel ID is 2461-005-003. Legal service has been obtained by the bank and the agent, and we posted the property as required. We also have a copy of the list pendants, a SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this property due to the citizen's complaint and upon arrival found it in violation of the city's code. As stated above, additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank information to the case and noticed the bank as it responded as well. All additional attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. I do have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. If you'd like, I can read that into the record.
The bottom of page 2?
Yes, sir.
Maybe yours does, mine doesn't. Okay.
Okay. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 34141 through 145. Order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2, register the property as required by the property registration and maintenance ordinance, and 3, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the cut and cleanup work, utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Jurisdiction on BAC Home Loan?
Yes, sir.
That's by mailing. Okay, okay. We're doing posting on the owner and mailing on the lender. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And we haven't heard from the lender at all, huh?
Actually, I have heard from the lender on this and many other cases. They have informed us they're trying to work these.
We're working on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This will give us the ability to have an order in hand. They still have time to take care of it. They informed me that they did have some FedEx on the way, but you know we also have the issue of getting our neighborhoods cleaned up.
Sure.
So,
as best I can tell, when I drive north on 36th, I come to that railroad track right where the church is on the right, and the railroad track going across. There's a big bank of warehouses and things in there, and this is just north of that, isn't it?
Well, this is on the map. If you'll notice on the map, this is more off of 25th.
Off of 25th? It looked to me like it was between 25th and 36th.
It's in Raven
Glen. Oh, it's in Raven Glen. Gotcha. Okay. But I thought.
That was Officer Kennedy who spoke.
Yeah. I was thinking that big gap on the map but south of 24th is where all those businesses and warehouses and everything is, between the railroad track and 24th Street.
There are some in there,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, okay, that is 25th, right. Okay, I'll adopt the recommendation of the code officials, find the violation exists, and enter an order accordingly.
Thank you. At this time, I'd have Officer Kennedy receive the oath so she can speak and...
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm that everything you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okie dokes.
Okay. If
now that brings up 3201.
Yes, sir. We'd be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator.
Okay.
It's a case involving Officer Dan Kennedy of City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, a case location at 1433 Northwest 1st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The City of Ocala versus 3201 Partnership, a violation of Section 3495 as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 25855-000-00. Legal service was obtained through posting. All certified mail had been returned. We have included a copy of the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker observed the above listed violation and knew from previous experience this was a repeat violation, as he had last noticed them in August of 2010 for the same violation where the respondent was found guilty, thereby qualifying this violation as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Baker and 4 months worth of work to have the respondents remedy this violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains.
Okay, this is up behind Rainey's truck stop, right?
No, this one's over by the Magnolia Bakery.
Well, I guess I went too far north. Okay,
yes,
the Magnolia. Oh, I see, the Temple Cemetery. I know exactly,
yes,
where that is. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
For your presentation on page 6, 7, and 8, I've included a copy of the previous board order, mm-hmm, and a copy of the affidavit of partial compliance and that they didn't pay the admin costs of prosecution.
So they did clean it up once, but they just didn't pay the city's fine.
No, sir. The city cleaned it up.
Oh, you cleaned it up. So
yes,
they didn't do anything.
Correct. At the end of your presentation, I've included photographs of the situation as it looks out there currently, and we have Officer Baker here to testify.
Yeah,
to any
headed that way. Let me get to the photos.
If you need anything.
Give me 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm looking at pictures, why don't you give me your recommendation?
Staff recommendation would be find the respondent guilty of violating of Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida Statutes for the Code Section 3495 in order to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and two, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 7 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day, and the city to complete the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the city's recommendation as my order. That's a cute little house.
It's the old block out there.
Yeah, and
I mean, really, it's the structure itself is a...
That brings us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-1695, a case involving Officer Dan Baker, the City of Ocala versus Edwin Cruzado and Don Kretter? I'm not familiar.
Close enough.
Crester.
35th Street and 36th Avenue.
You made it as clear as
okay, this is back in the same neighborhood as the first one.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The case location is at 3045 Northeast 27th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2461-006-031. Legal service was obtained on 6/28/2011 for the notice of violation and 8/8/2011 for the notice of hearing. Our office posted the property on 6/24/2011 for the notice of violation and 8/4/2011 for the notice of hearing. As part of your presentation, we've included an email phone message that we received from respondents telling us that they weren't responsible for the property any longer.
Then who is?
Yeah, it's our contention that they are.
Do they want to give it to the city?
No, they don't want to give it to the city. I believe that they want to give it back to the lender.
Oh, okay. So 3201 is not a foreclosing lender?
Not in this case, no, sir.
We're not responsible for
the summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that the property may have been foreclosed on due to bankruptcy, but we have not been able to verify that information through any court record.
Well, until you find some sort of certificate of title or a deed, it's theirs.
All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondents remedy the violations of the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. We've included photographs of the situation.
Very nice new house, just not mowed.
Yes, sir. Appears to be that.
Okay. And your recommended?
The staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and 2, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day in the city to do the work, utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I find the violations exist and adopt the city recommendation.
That would bring us to COM 110495, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, and the City of Ocala versus Diamond Land Corp. The case location at 3121 Northwest 21st Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 21500-000-00. The all certified mail has been returned to this department, but we did post the property on 4/12/2011 for the NOV and 7/21/2011 for the notice of hearing. As part of your presentation, we've included a copy of the SunBiz report on Diamond Land Corp. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed that Officer Thomas has attempted to work to obtain compliance with the code for almost 6 months without success. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Would point out that this property is within 300 feet of additional residential and commercial structures in that area, thereby requiring it to be cut and cleaned up.
Am I seeing asphalt inside the fencing? Did this once have a structure on it?
I would have to allow Officer Thomas to provide
that. Just out of curiosity.
I wasn't able to enter the property, but from the roadway, it did appear that there was a structure back in there of some type. It looked like a barn or something.
Oh, okay. Because it looks like it has just inside the fencing, it looks like there is some sort of pavement or whatever.
There is a roadway that leads back to the property, which is a very deep property.
Okay. And recommendation?
The city has a recommendation to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and order to 1, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris, and 2, pay the costs for prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day, and the city to do the cleanup work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I find the violation exists and adopt the city staff recommendation as my order.
I'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-1598, and the city will be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator.
do this a few more years, I'm going to get this PDF routine down.
If you prefer, we can send it over to you in a printed format.
No, no, that's fine. I'm getting better at it.
Okay.
I've sort of gotten the gist of the order of things and, you know.
Yes.
Okay, so we're north of the boulevard, west of 301, 441 is what we are.
Yes, sir. This is over by Interface Services, Parkside Gardens.
Yeah, I see the railroad track. I got you. Okay, know where you are.
This is a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Dr. E.E. Lamb, care of Carmen Howard, a case location of 628 Northwest 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. It's a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure. And Section 82182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required.
Yeah, I'd say this one looks like it needs a fire.
The parcel ID is 2856-006-013. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 6/13/2011 for the NOV and 7/21/2011 for the notice of hearing. We have included in your presentation a structural and evaluation which scored 45 points as dilapidated by Inspector D. Thompson of the Building Department, and the city would require a permit to demolish or repair the building. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and the structure is in dangerous condition. Additional investigation revealed the property has had many other cases. The last one in 2010 for Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation. We're prepared to testify to any questions that you have.
Yeah, go with the recommendation.
The recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating Code Section 3495, 82181 and 82182 as a repeat violator per chapter 16204 of Florida statutes as to the violation of Code Section 3495, and order to 1, cut and clean up the property, properly removing all debris, 2, the respondents to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days, and 3, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Violation exists and I adopt the recommendation of the staff.
That'll bring us to the next page on the agenda. To case COM 11-1678, a case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. This is City of Ocala versus Esther M. Franz, a location in the city at 1628 Northwest 32nd Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly and sanitary matter, and Section 82443, display of building numbers.
This is kind of a neighbor of the other one we did.
Similar.
Yeah.
The parcel ID is 2170-001-003. All certified mail has been returned. We posted the property on 6/20/2011 for the NOV and 7/21/2011 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property due to citizens' complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code as overgrown and of course doesn't have the building numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Additional investigation revealed the property owner responded requested additional time to become compliant, which was granted by Officer Thomas. However, all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains.
That's foolish. That's easy to fix.
Yes, sir. Staff has a recommendation. We've included photographs at the end of your presentation.
Is there a pool in the back of that?
I would have to ask Officer Thomas to respond to that question.
No, there is not.
Okay, it just looked like there might be. Okay.
Someone did cut the front portion, I think a neighbor, but it's, again, it's overgrown.
Yeah, and the back is a forest. Okay. Go ahead with your recommendation, sir.
Staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and 82443, order to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and two, ensure the house postal address numbers are applied to the residents in accordance with the code, and three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day per violation, and the city to do the cut and cleanup work utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
If as part of the cut and clean you dug up those sago palms, you wouldn't have to bother lien it. Those are big ones.
Somebody will probably get those for them if they keep leaving the place alone like that.
I find the violation exists and adopt staff recommendation is my order.
That'll bring us to the next case on the agenda, COM 11-1683, a case involving Officer James Vogel of the City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division, the City of Ocala versus Wallace and Ann Duggar Jr., BAC Home Loan Servicing LP and Qualified Mortgage Servicing. Qualified Mortgage Servicing is only mentioned here because they are an agent for BAC, and they actually attempt to do the work for BAC. So they would
okay,
not
but
be
they're
part
neither a mortgage holder nor a owner.
Correct. So they would not be part of any order.
Right.
The case location that is at 1203 Southeast 14th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violations are Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash and other unsightly unsanitary matter, and a violation of Section 34143, maintenance requirements. The parcel ID is 29020050012. Legal service was obtained on 6/23 and 27/2011 for the notice of violation, and 8/5 and 8/2011 for the notice of hearing. We legally posted the property on 6/17/2011 for the notice of violation, and 8/9/2011 for the notice of hearing. Any additional correspondence would be the property registration requirement, which was completed here last year and expires September 15th of this year. The summary of findings that Officer James Vaux initially responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Vaux added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Vaux to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. I have included photographs in your presentation of the situation out there. Officer Vaux is here and can answer any additional questions you may have.
Clarify for me, I didn't catch quite the explanation on the mortgage holder. They have filed with the city.
Yes, sir.
It has not yet expired.
No, sir.
So they shouldn't be in this at all.
The mortgage holder?
Yeah.
Well, they're in it because they are still responsible for the property until it's foreclosed upon. They're still listed in the property appraiser's office, therefore we have to provide them notice.
Okay, but
but
are they a violator under the city code until they own it?
Well, they are a violator as to 3495. They might not be a violator as to 34140 or 143.
Okay, so our mortgagee statute imposes on the foreclosing mortgagee a duty to maintain as if they were an owner.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you.
So I guess as a friendly amendment, if you will, to my staff recommendation, in that light, we would make the previous, or the owner, responsible only for the $34.95 and not the $34.43.
Right, that's what I was trying to get straight in my head. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
So I find that the owner has violated the owner's duties to the city in terms of maintenance, as has the mortgagee. So I find they violated their respective sections of the code and adopt the staff recommendation.
Very good. Proceeding along to case COM 11-1684. This is a case of the City of Ocala versus David L. Stormer, an additional case involving Officer James Voth, City of Ocala Code Enforcement Division. The case location within the city is at 3612 Southeast 12th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. As violation of section 34141 through 145, the definition requirement for registration and maintenance of property in foreclosure.
This actually fronts, no, front on 36, and it's front on the side street. Fronts on the side street.
It fronts on the side street.
Gotcha.
It is also right out of that.
Yeah.
The parcel ID is 29583-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 6/23 and 27/2011 for the notice of violation, and 8/6 and 8/9/2011 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 6/17/2011 for the notice of violation and 8/9/2011 for the notice of hearing. As part of the additional correspondence, which is included in your presentation, be copy of the list pendants, the SunBiz report, a notice of commencement for the residents, and the FDIC information on the bank. And we would require the bank to provide the city with a property registration form. The summary of findings that Officer James Voth located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and that it contained it was overgrown and contained junk and debris. And additional investigation revealed the properties in foreclosure, and Officer Voe added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Voe enabled the overgrown and junk and debris violation to be cleared up. However, the bank has not complied with the registration requirements. All attempts by Officer Voe to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and one violation of the property registration remains. Staff has a recommendation. I've included photographs in your presentation. Officer Voe is here and can testify to any additional questions you have.
It appears the structure was under renovation at the time between the notice of commencement and the photographs of the pulled out drywall.
That was my impression as well.
Renovation, and then the foreclosure caught up with them. They probably ran out of money. And here we sit. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt staff recommendation.
That brings us to the petitions section.
Release of lien?
Well.
Or whatever.
Whatever you want to do. Unfortunately, it's a little more complicated than that. The first one is CEB 050012. And I could give you a moment there to read through the petition.
Oh, okay, that's in the folder. Okay, gotcha.
Well, I also have it digitally for you on your screen.
005.
CEB 050012.
Oh, I see the petition folder. Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so call me mystified. I don't want to seem overly dense. I've opened up the folder.
Yes, sir.
There's the petition. I see. Okay. You got two PDFs in here.
Yeah,
request
actually,
for reduction of
penalty. For that particular one, I believe there's actually three PDFs. Well, two PDFs and one Word document.
Request for reduction. Okay. By J.F. Hoff, right?
Yes, sir.
LLC. See attached letter. Oh, from Mr. Trentleman.
Essentially, what happened here is Mr. Hoff obtained a property at a
tax deed sale.
Very reduced price.
Yeah, I understand tax deed sales.
On a tax deed sale.
Yeah.
And some liens went along with it. They never foreclosed the city out of any of the liens.
Okay, my client has satisfied the liens that were against the property, but the above two cases, which concern other property, oh my. So we tagged, quote, other properties. Well, if he satisfied the liens against the properties.
All but two.
Why wouldn't that have caught the, freed up the, quote, other properties?
Actually, I believe the other properties are encumbering the one that he obtained through the tax deed sale.
Okay, so the one that has tagged him is a violation on a property he didn't buy.
Correct. It under chapter 162 cross attached to this property as well.
And that's why we have general liens.
Yes, sir. Somebody has to always
And how
pay.
Much is the lien that he's out chasing?
Well, the city has some flexibility here, and we understand his situation and are sympathetic. However, we do have some costs involved.
But how much is the lien?
The lien for this particular one was $4,000 plus,
okay.
Plus we had some additional attorney fees cost in the amount of $1,267.34. So what I am proposing would be a reduction of the lien by 50%, which would bring it down to $2,000, which would cover the city's costs with a little bit of additional money there for what the city went through and fines, what have you, trying to gain compliance.
Is our petitioner here a regular?
No, sir. He had one petition prior to which we granted a similar relief for him, a 50% reduction on the property that he did obtain. And then when they wanted to sell that property and they finally did their title search work, they found that these other two were cross-attached to him.
Surprise, surprise.
Right.
He
apparently has a buyer for the property he obtained in the tax deed.
Mm-hmm.
And now he needs to quiet the title
by taking care of these other
He
got
items.
His title insurance commitment.
Yes,
explain to me how far the law firm got in the foreclosure of the city's lien.
They didn't do it at all.
Well, what's the $1,200?
Oh, well, this was the city was working to foreclose an additional property.
Okay, so the Gilligan, King, and Gooding work is on the lien on a different parcel that caught this one.
Correct. It was at 1007 Northwest 19th Court.
So I presume that foreclosure is continuing along.
Well, there's always an additional twist.
And it is.
Once we got into our title search work under this foreclosure, we discovered several additional tax indebtedness and things on this property as well, which made us stop our foreclosure.
Okay, so we're either getting our money out of this deal right here, or we're not getting our money.
Correct. That's basically
gotcha.
What it amounts to.
Okay. I'll grant his request for reduction to 50% of the present amount of the lien.
Yes, sir.
And I presume that includes the present amount of the lien includes the city's costs?
Well, what we were going to do was, if it's reduced to 50%, that will cover our costs plus a little bit residual that we would take in as fine.
Okay,
as fine.
So city comes out clean on that
Yes,
deal.
Sir.
Okay. So long as that 50% is paid within 60
days?
Okay.
I mean, they didn't seem to have a problem. They just wanted to get it.
Let's give them 30 days.
Okay.
Sometimes closings don't happen on quite the schedule everybody has in mind.
That's fine with the city.
I mean, the object is to get paid.
Yes, sir.
To facilitate that. Okay. Okay, and then we have another.
So the additional one, if you want to go out of that section.
Well, I did
go back up to the petitions. I've included an additional case, same petition. However, in this one, the city only has assessed our cost in the cleanup of the property.
Okay.
So the city would not support a reduction in that lien.
And how much is that lien?
$399.
Okay. I think we've been generous on the other one. This one doesn't merit any particular attention, so that's denied.
And that would bring us to old business on the agenda, which we've taken care of earlier by affirming the previous board orders and the fact that they're non-compliant.
Correct.
The city rests and would be willing to answer any other questions or entertain any comment by the...
Good job, boys and girls.
By the magistrate. The city would just request that all presentation items, testimony, and evidence presented in the meeting today be entered into the record.
Yeah, so ordered, and I like your new little cost affidavits. Those are handy. They make a nice piece of evidence.
Yes, sir.
Good job. I guess we're adjourned.
Thank you, sir.